News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, but right now we want to turn our attention to busking. As we mentioned earlier, one man is standing up to Cork City Council for what he believes is their failure to regulate buskers on the city streets. Chef and business owner Seamus O'Connell lives with his family on Cork's Princes Street, and he's prepared to start playing his own music to deter buskers from playing all through the night. Joining us now to discuss is Seamus and Fine Gael councillor, former Lord Mayor John Buttimer. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the programme. Seamus, I might start with yourself. People who know Cork and know Princes Street will know it's a busy part of town. You're living there, you have a business in the city. What's your issue with buskers?
Asher buskers are lovely, aren't they?
Ah, they are. That was nice and quick.
Look, I mean, basically, this is just to highlight the inability of Cork to regulate or to propose a noise pollution policy, not just with busking, but across the spectrum of noise pollution.
So give us an example then, besides buskers, what sort of stuff are you talking about?
Okay, so I live in the city centre with I've got five kids, and they've all been, three of them born here, and they've all grown up here, right, in 25 years. The day begins at about 6 with the delivery trucks, with the beep, 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 and the hydraulic clatter, and just that would generally wake you up, right?
Yeah.
Then we head into the glass recyclers. They like to get it over early, so off they go with their crystal waterfall of noise. That will usually wake you up, right? I mean, guaranteed every time. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I know the sound you're making, the kind of the cascading glass as it smashes
so
when
they lift
it falls
up the glass
in. Yeah.
Bin and dump it into a thing and it just goes like times 500, right?
Yeah.
And then we have the keg boys, right? For the life of me, I can't to this day. I mean, I've invented a few things which would help the keg boys, like, not make so much noise, right? Say, for example, rubber tracking. But these guys, like, they pop the keg down the street and they kick it along. Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah, they do it actually down here to the pub down the road here from us, the News Talk. I know the sound.
That's noise at 6:30 in the morning, yeah? And they have no idea how much noise they're making. So then we get quiet at about 7. And the general hustle bustle of the public doesn't really come again until we've got a shop that opens their doors right across from us. And they seem to be intent on recreating a Pakistani disco at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? So they open the doors and out come about 70 or 80 decibels with a big bass. And they sell clothes, right? Now, I've been into them a few times asking them to desist. They look at me like I've got three heads, right? Then we have quiet until about 12. So I generally get a window of sleep between about 10 and 12. And then we have the buskers who are heading into the lunchtime trade. So these days, now this wasn't a problem much before.
Yeah.
And you could sleep through the day if you want to. But ever since Ireland's Got Talent and the X Factor and all this, everybody seems to be looking for the next break.
And tell me, like, obviously, you know, pubs need kegs delivered, the glass needs to be recycled. Like, is the issue that you want these done maybe at kind of a more normal time, later in the day to do all those things, that fine if you want to play music in your shop, just pay it lower, fine if you want to have buskers, but have, what, less of them and no amps? Is that the type of thing you're talking about?
Well, okay, I mean, I'm just outlining the daily noise pollution here, right? I mean, what can be done with that is up to the city council. Now, in Europe, there are limits on times for deliveries in city centres, right? You cannot deliver before 9 o'clock in the morning, and they just put up the bollards, and that's it.
Yeah. And I mentioned that John Buttimer, Fine Gael councillor, former Lord Mayor of Cork, is on the line as well. John, what about some of those complaints that Seamus is making? And the point that, look, this isn't kind of breaking new ground. Other European cities have rules against making deliveries and recycling glass and that before 9 a.m.
Yeah, no, I think that it was a lot of the comments that Seamus makes are very valid. I suppose the other tension or the other conflict for us is that I suppose the city centre has to meet a number of different needs across the city development plan. And the area that Seamus is talking about is right smack in the bang of the middle of the city centre. I suppose traditionally it's one of the highest peak entertainment zones. So in terms of nighttime entertainment in particularly, it's where buskers like to go because it's where there's the highest level of footfall. Mm. It's also in a very pedestrianised area, so the streets immediately around where Seamus is living are pedestrianised, and they don't have access to them during the daytime. Now, we have a number of initiatives in the city centre in terms of, in the last 6 months, we appointed a new city centre liaison officer. Because of the traffic ban and the traffic restriction on Patrick Street, we've had a lot more engagement with the CBA and with individual retailers. So that's a very strong thing. And I'd urge Seamus to get actively involved with them and to liaise with them, because that's one in which those concerns can be raised with us. In other parts of the city, we have looked at the issues in terms of planning, the times at which deliveries can be made, the type of noise that can be done in terms of that. And part of it is also just in terms of the enforcement of regulations. I suppose it comes down to both the City Council and the Gardaí. And there is a very strong and active city centre community forum which feeds into the Joint Policing Committee.
But is there regulations there that aren't being enforced? Is that what you're saying?
I think that we'd have to sit down and talk to Seamus and other people who are looking to live in city centre and see what exactly the difficulties are and how we can meet that.
Like, for example, in terms of amps, buskers using amps, because that's the thing that always seems to annoy people, particularly business owners, not necessarily Stephen Seamus who lives in town, but business owners. Like, but by way of example, is there a rule around amps and using amps?
I suppose what you'd have to look at, and what I don't have the answer for you now, is but we'd have to look at the planning regulations in terms of the external amplification for stores and whether or not they're permitted to do that. And then that comes into then an enforcement issue for planning. Just in relation to busking, we're the chair of the Environment SPC. We had draft regulations brought before us in May. They were circulated to all the councillors over the summer. And again, we're looking to have those reviewed and put out to public consultation in September, October. And they will look at things like around amplification. And if we feel that there's need to extend those...
Doesn't sound like there's many rules at the moment. You're kind of talking about a lot. Let's make some rules.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there aren't a lot of rules at the moment. We've looked at regulations in Galway, in Dublin, and how they're put into effect and how they can be enforced. I suppose individual buskers are telling us that they don't want over-regulation. We've got young people coming to us saying that I suppose there's a couple of different types of buskers. You've got professional people that are using it as a means of supplementing their income and creating a living for themselves. And then we've got kind of more entrepreneurial, spontaneous, as Seamus said, maybe the likes of the Stars and the Riders or Ireland's Got Talent, who think that they're God's gift. But
okay.
So I think that there's a number of different needs to be met.
Yeah.
But we have regulations that are coming forward, and I'd urge Seamus and others to look at those, to feed into them.
All right.
And if we feel Seamus, that they need to be extended,
Seamus, in a word, are you going to get involved then?
I've been on this case for like the last 20 years. There are no regulations. Any old Egypt can pull up with an amplifier and do whatever he wants at any time of day. It's ridiculous. I mean, how would you feel if I pulled out outside your door and, you know, did a lot of crazy shit that would annoy you and prevent you from sleeping or living a normal life?
Yeah, look, but I suppose, look, the point John is making, and look, John acknowledged that there probably isn't really many regulations there, in fairness, when I asked him about it. But
okay.
I assume you will get involved, though, will you, with maybe trying to put in place some regulations?
I will, of course, yeah. I've been trying to be involved for a long, long time. I mean, but look, let me talk about two other things, right? Alarms. There are alarms that go off continuously in city centres, like living in downtown Beirut without the bombs, you know?
Yeah.
There has been never any regulation of any alarms in Cork City.
All right.
The guards refuse to react, right? They now say that they don't know who the key holders are, and that's their getting off the hook line,
yeah.
Right? The alarms go off for 30 minutes, which is against EU regulations, right? 10
All right.
minutes is max EU regulations.
We're out of time here now, Seamus, I'm afraid. Seamus O'Connell, who is a chef and business owner, and he lives in Princes Street. People know it well, busy part of Cork City. And before Seamus, we heard from Fine Gael councillor and former Lord Mayor John Buttermer. Thanks, both of you, very much for speaking to us this morning.